You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor, and this is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are talking through the third of four encouragement principles. So, play therapy pillars, one is encouragement. We're in the section of four encouragement principles that are linked to that skill. And with the next episode, we are moving into themes in play therapy. So I'm very excited about that. I've actually gotten a lot of questions from listeners about themes. I'm getting a lot of questions from my training of the students that I'm working with right now in my training program. And everyone wants to know about themes. So I promise we're getting there after one more episode. I'm excited about that. So the principle today is never do for a child that which they can do for themselves. And this is one that I think it's easy to forget about in the playroom. And it's also easy to underplay the significance of the implementation of this skill. What I mean by that is, if we do this in the playroom, if we never do for a child that which they can do for themselves, the outcomes are huge. The significance of that is huge. And so I think sometimes we just are trying to be helpful. We're trying to be kind. We're trying to be supportive. And so we just do things and we don't really think about the ramifications of that. And children are capable of far more than we give them credit for, first of all. Second of all, they're capable of more than they think they're capable of. So this really is a shift in the way that we perceive work in the playroom. And it aligns with the encouragement principle because the entire premise of the encouragement skill is that we are giving children the freedom and the environment in which they prove that they are capable and that they are competent, and therefore they develop self-confidence, self-worth, self-esteem, etc. So when we keep this principle in mind, never do for a child that which they can do for themselves, we have to keep three facets at the forefront. So first, this is about empowerment. So we'll dive into that. Secondly, there's an implication of competence with this principle. And third, there are massively positive outcomes if we do this effectively. So let's look at each of those three individually. I think the biggest takeaway of this principle is this is the antidote to learned helplessness. Because what will happen is kids come in the playroom, and they grab something, whether they've never seen it before, or it's new, or they've just never played with it. And you get kids that their default is, how do you do this? Or their default is, how does this work? Or their default is, I need your help. As they're trying to load the dart gun, or they're trying to open the jar, or they're trying to figure out how to get the money out of the treasure chest. So you have this learned helplessness that's the default. And the encouragement skill or the pillar, and then in addition, this principle, never do for a child that which they can do for themselves, says, I don't accept your learned helplessness and I'm giving you an opportunity for empowerment. So when we do not do anything for them that they're capable of, it says you have the opportunity. So therefore, they are forced to confront conflicting truths because here's what happens. All day, every day, things are done for kids. And often it's well-meaning. It's well-intended. So it's not that doing things for kids is inherently wrong. If a parent grabs the backpack for the child and hands it to them, if a parent sets the shoes out the night before for the child, if a teacher comes over and helps them work on something, if a coach does, I'm not saying that that is inherently problematic, but they get it all day, every day. And the unintended message there is, I'll do this for you because I'm fill in the blank. I'm better, I'm faster, I'm stronger, I'm more capable, I'm smarter, I already have this figured out. And therefore, you're not those things. So the empowerment philosophy is, you can do this. And that leads us to the second piece, which is the implication of competence. When you do not do for a child that which they can do for themselves, that decision comes with esteem-building responses and encouragement phrases. So in the playroom, let's go back to those other examples. Child says, what is this? How does this work? Can you help me? What do we call this? I can't do this. We give these phrases in the playroom, and our response is, you're not sure how to do that, but you can figure it out. Or, can you help me? You want my help, but I know you can do that. Notice that I'm acknowledging the feeling first, because we can solely use encouragement phrases. But in this scenario, I think that it's more effective to acknowledge that they don't feel those things. They don't feel capable. They don't feel competent. They don't feel confident in their skills. So I think it's helpful to validate what they're saying. That's essentially reflecting content or reflecting feeling, or sometimes both. So if you preface it with that, that's the be with attitudes, right? I'm here, I hear, I understand you, I care. But then you can do that. You can figure that out. I know you can do that. And what's happening there is an implication of competence. You're essentially saying you're capable. And that belief, that message that comes with this principle and with this pillar of encouragement, it starts to click in a child's brain. Because even though they don't feel those things, even though they don't think they're those things, someone else does. And we're right back to the positive outcomes of what this does for a child. Because we have all of these things that come. We have self-confidence, we have self-esteem, we have self-worth, we have identity, we have the confidence-competence loop. We've talked about that before. All of these emerge when we don't do for a child something that they're capable of doing themselves. And self-fulfilling prophecy is a huge player in this scenario. Because when we communicate to a child through our words, through these principles, through these skills and pillars, you are capable. You are smart enough. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You can do this. You can figure this out. You have what it takes. Those are the messages that the child is absorbing. And what the child is absorbing in a lot of other environments is, just give it to me, I'll do it. It's easier and quicker and faster because I'm more capable. And I feel that there needs to be a disclaimer here, because I don't want it to come across as an accusation or a criticism of adults in a child's life being helpful to their children. So when a mom or a dad or a teacher or a coach or even a play therapist takes something and does it for them, it's almost always in an attempt to be kind and helpful and loving. So I'm not underplaying the value of helping a child. There are times when a child 100% is not capable of doing something. It is absolutely appropriate in that scenario to help them. But in the playroom, almost everything falls into the child is capable of doing it category. Even often when we question if they're capable, if we trust the process and we trust the model and we trust the child-centered non-directive approach, we sit back. Sometimes we even sit on our hands if we have to, right? And we think to ourselves, I'm not going to do for this child something that I think they're capable of doing. Failure is a great teacher of lessons. Failure is a great encouragement to keep going. Failure is an impetus to believe that you can figure it out with enough grit and determination and perseverance. So it doesn't necessarily mean they're always going to be successful the first time. Just because they're capable doesn't mean that they can accomplish it right away. But the self-fulfilling prophecy says, I believe in you, therefore believe in yourself. And when a child believes in themselves, that changes behavior for the better. They start saying to themselves, we talk a lot about the internal dialogue, right? So what a child starts saying to themselves internally is, I can do this. I've got this. I can figure this out. I know how to handle this. I can problem solve. I can figure this out. And that internal positive self-talk and self-dialogue, that's a game changer for kids. And so inadvertently, when we do things for kids that they can do themselves, we teach them, I think, implications and impressions that actually are not self-enhancing. Because the most important thing that can happen in a playroom is the therapist communicate, I believe in you, you've got this, do it. And the child says, yes, I can, and then does. Does it always happen right away? No, but that's not the point. Struggle is very powerful. When kids struggle, they learn and they grow and they change. So there's not even an understanding that it's going to happen immediately. But when it happens, when the child does accomplish it, it's monumental. And here's what I've noticed. Kids will give up early on because they don't believe those messages that we're sending. So they say, how do you do this? And your response is, oh, you're not really sure how that works, but you can figure it out. And they'll try maybe once, maybe twice. They put it down and they move on. And the appropriate response is, oh, you decided not to do that right now. So again, there's no expectation. There's full acceptance that the child has chosen not to continue working on that, not to try to figure it out. No pressure, right? But then you'll watch it happen. Maybe not that session, often that session though, but at a later session maybe, or even later that exact same day, it's like a magnet. Their little brains and, you know, the neurobiological stuff that's going on is going, you really need to go try that again. You really need to figure that out. Why didn't that work last time? Miss Brenna says that you can do this, but you really don't know how to do this, but you should probably go try again because maybe you'll be able, you can, it's like the cogs are spinning. You know, Gary Landreth uses the analogy of when a child looks up, it's like they're trying to see the cogs spinning in their brain to try to figure something out. You can watch it in real time. It's like this magnetic pull, this force driving them back to the exact same thing. So all of a sudden they're back with the same dart gun, or they're back with the same jar, or they're back with the same treasure chest. Why? Because they're trying to wrestle with conflicting truths. I don't think I can do this. Ms. Brenna says I can do it. She's not helping me, even though I've said I need help. So I better figure this out on my own. And lo and behold, it happens. And sometimes they get mad. Sometimes they throw it. Sometimes they cry. Sometimes they go, I can't do it. Why won't you just help me? Right? You get these big reactions and emotions because it's vulnerability. No one likes to be vulnerable, especially not kids. It's vulnerability, putting yourself out there and saying, I'm going to try this even though I think I'm going to fail. That's scary. And when kids don't regulate well, their emotions get the best of them. So there's going to be big feelings associated with this. But let me tell you, the biggest feeling of all is when they get it, when they figure it out, when they do it, when they finally get the chest open or whatever it is they're working on. The power of that is so much more significant than had we just gone here and opened it for them and given it back. That's an easy out. What does a child learn there other than Miss Brenna's more capable than I am? So never do for a child that which they can do for themselves. One of my favorites, I feel like I say that every time because they're kind of all my favorite, but I love the bottom line of this principle, which is you have what it takes. I'm empowering you. I'm implying competence. And this is self-fulfilling prophecy at its finest. you can problem solve this and figure it out. And even if it takes a struggle, the struggle will be worth it because you will eventually succeed if you don't give up. And isn't that what we want kids in our playroom to learn? So love that principle. One of my favorites, never do for a child that which they can do for themselves. Hope that you find that helpful. If you have questions, thoughts, comments, anything that you want to chat with me about, please send me an email. I'd love to hear from you, Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. Also, little update, news flash, I'm not really sure what to call it. I have a position available at my center in the Tampa area in Florida. So if you are interested in coming and working with me, being a part of the center, learning what it's like to be in a private practice, doing play therapy, child-centered model, I would love to hear from you. So go to playtherapynow.com and you can see about the in-person option. I do also have some virtual training options, but with a position available, if you are in Florida, if you're thinking about moving to Florida, it's not a hard sell. Florida's amazing. It's like 80 right now. It's lovely. So for those of you freezing up north or freezing in another part of the world because spring has not fully sprung where you are yet, please consider coming to Florida. I would love to train with you. Go to playtherapynow.com and you can find more information. I very much appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the kind words that you send. I am on a almost daily basis blown away by the kind words that you send and just the encouragement that you're giving me. You are why I do this. I'm very grateful for you. Thank you for your time this week. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.